We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
I'm really excited about it. You know, I've seen this one on the calendar for a while. Excitement, just a lot of emotions going on with this one, but it'll be a cool experience. You know, wish the circumstances were a little different with fans and everything like that, but it'll still be real cool to see some familiar faces back there, get back to the old stomping grounds, and yeah, I mean, life, it's crazy how life can change in 3 years. Coach and me, we always had a good relationship. You know, he obviously being a defensive coach, there'd be some battles in practice, you know, things like that with iffy calls that would go the defense's way, but that's it was all good fun.
That's Jimmy G appearing on KNBR in San Francisco earlier this week, talking about the matchup against the Patriots and Bill Belichick. I was a bit surprised, fellas. Yesterday, I did an appearance after we finished the show. I did an appearance on our intercom station out in San Francisco, not KNBR, but another all sports station.
95.7 The Game.
That was it. 95.7 The Game. And I was a little surprised because they admitted that fans and talk show hosts and everybody else out in the Bay Area kind of run hot and cold about Jimmy G. That you know, they don't necessarily think this guy is the quarterback of the future, and in fact, they think that there are times when they don't like him all that much. I was on with Steiny, Guru, and Dibs.
That sounds made up.
No, it's actually not a made up show, because you know who also appears on that show, on Steiny, Guru, and Dibs? Lorenzo Neal, a.k.a. Lowe. Sometimes it's called Steiny, Guru, Dibs, and Lowe.
Stop it right
he
now.
He filled in for Wiggy. No, I'm not kidding. I know this literally sounds like I'm reading.
Low pad level?
Yeah, it literally sounds
low
like.
Pad level if you
it
can.
Literally sounds
low
like.
Bass?
Exactly. It sounds like I'm reading off like the lineup from The Sandlot or something.
Well, and but, you want to know why fans. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Lorenzo filled in for Wiggy this week on the Facebook talk show and Eligible Speakers and was great and said the same thing, Dale. That some days they love him out there, and some days they're like, yeah, we need to bring in like a good veteran. Like, we need to bring in, you know, an Andy
the
Dalton to push him next
Wait,
year.
An Andy
Ryan
Dalton?
Fitzpatrick
no.
or something.
Well, I get the sense Kyle Shanahan's not super committed to him. Therefore, why would the fan base be?
Right.
And so they see, they're like, all right, well, Kyle Shanahan has had a lot of success with a lot of different quarterbacks, you know, when he was a coordinator and in other places. And, you know, his offense... He can get all these no-name running backs to produce. So they're probably wondering. And again, you can't not go back to the Super Bowl and think if Jimmy Garoppolo makes one throw to Emmanuel Sanders, they probably win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, there's no way that the fan base would be unanimously behind Jimmy Garoppolo.
Now, here in these parts, and you've known this was going to be the case this week more than any other, the question for many fans becomes, would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo as your quarterback than Cam Newton? And, Rich, you said yesterday, in your mind, they're kind of...
I think they're
15,
both
16,
kind of
16, 17.
They're
you know.
Both, yeah, they're both kind of in the middle. I think when we talked to Tom Curran on Wednesday, and I liked his assessment where he's like, Jimmy can make all the throws, and he's a good thrower of the football, but he doesn't make great. He doesn't have great decision making.
Decision making,
and it's
isn't
kind of like Kirk Cousins. Like if you put Kirk Cousins in the offense right now with the 49ers, or if you put him last year, like that was my big takeaway from watching a lot of Niners games last year, and of course their entire playoff run. I thought a lot of quarterbacks could have gotten the Niners to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of them could. Like, they had a great defense, a great run game. George Kittle, they traded for Emmanuel Sanders, who wasn't as good in the playoffs, but he was good once they acquired him. And it's not necessarily a shot. I mean, maybe it is a shot at Jimmy Garoppolo, but I just think he's in that middle ground. Now, Cam Newton probably doesn't throw it as well, but he obviously runs it so much better, so he sure. adds another dynamic. I think it's kind of a toss-up. I think... If you put Jimmy Garoppolo on this Patriots team,
Are they sitting with the same record?
Probably.
If Jimmy Garoppolo's the quarterback.
Probably. I bet they're 2-3.
2-3.
Because, oh, by the way, Jimmy Garoppolo might be less durable than Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Oh, he's had a huge issue with that.
Garoppolo's missing games all the time. He played 16 last year, but the year before he was supposed to take over. He tries to pick up an extra yard, blows out his knee. I think he played 3 games. This year, he's already missed a couple of games. He even got benched in a game. He got benched in a game.
Yeah,
this
but
year.
His ankle was trash. And, right, well, okay, and the line
was
terrible.
List. Injury.
Yeah,
add
no, he's definitely injury prone.
He's fragile.
They're 3-2 with Jimmy Garoppolo right now.
So I don't know if they beat Miami. I think because Miami was such a run important game, and Jimmy wouldn't have run at all.
Would beat Denver?
Yes, I bet you beat Denver. Mm-hmm. I bet
he'd throw the ball better.
Yes,
and you beat Kansas City with that defensive effort.
See, I don't think so.
I just think Cam was bad. You win
if that
Denver.
Game was close though in Kansas City. I think Mahomes. I think they would have played better. I really do.
I think the schedule is the exact same. The only game you win if you have Garoppolo. If we're going to play this game. Is that you beat Denver. You win against
Denver.
Miami, you lose against Seattle, you probably lose
all
to KC.
At best, you're 3-2. I think you'd be 2-3.
Marginal difference.
But yeah, it's very, very similar. And I think they didn't make a huge mistake. And I know we've talked about it again
this
week.
That's the storyline this week, isn't it?
It kind of.
Hey, did Belichick screw this up? You could have had Garoppolo for 10 years.
So two things.
The 49ers don't want Jimmy Garoppolo for 10 years.
So, but there's three things that make it sort of a non-debate for me. Three things. One, you won a Super Bowl in 2018.
Yep.
So that
kind of
that ends it right there. You also were able to find Cam Newton, and I still think Cam Newton is good. And obviously, he's coming off a horrible game, but I still think he's good. You'd have a better argument if Jared Stidham was still the quarterback. And I also don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is that good. So for anybody saying that they bungled this, you're ignoring three major things. They basically what would need to have happened for your argument to be right that they should have kept Jimmy Garoppolo is one, Jimmy needs to be a lot better than he is. You would not have won a Super Bowl, and Cam Newton wouldn't have been available. Like, but all those things happened.
Now the argument could be made, and you might even make it, Rich, that Bill didn't get enough for him.
I would make that argument still. Ugh. Yes, 100%. I agree with that. That's the one thing that still really bothers me because
he didn't shop him. I mean, basically, it was a one call trade. Hey,
makes no sense.
Okay, what do you give me?
For a guy who always does things, or so we are told, for the best interest of the football team, that was not one of them. That was in the best interest of Jimmy.
Yes, and that's the problem. The pisser there is that he did what was in the best interest of somebody that he liked. And it wasn't out of spite.
It was also selfish.
It was very selfish.
Because Bill, I think, wants the credit for drafting a good quarterback in the second round. And if Jimmy went to the Browns pre-Baker Mayfield draft, remember
right,
that they
right.
were, that was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if he went to the Browns, probably would have sucked. Probably he would have been playing for Freddie Kittens and these guys, and he would have been pretty bad.
Now,
and so
yeah, if he goes to San Francisco and he plays well, Rich, what we're saying is that reflects positively on Bill Belichick.
Right. See, he can
now,
draft a quarterback.
See, look, I was able to draft and develop a quarterback, and he puts him in the best landing spot possible. Mm-hmm. To think that you would trade somebody that you would not have accepted multiple draft picks, if not, nay, multiple first rounders for previously, and that now you would just impulsively, at the trade deadline, take a second round pick for him.
He was sent to a soft landing spot. But they released Brian Hoyer, so you had your backup quarterback.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Oh, good. So we got a
so
second
much.
And Hoyer, and yeah, I know, through an amazing cacophony of unbelievable Belichickian twists, turns, and trades, he made it turn into Tooney and this guy and that. All right, that's fine.
Oh, I saw that list yesterday.
I'm not doing that
anymore at all.
They got a second round pick. That's what they got.
The draft capital initially was you got a second round pick. The dialogue begins in the NFL with a first rounder for a starting quarterback. It opens there. That's the opener.
Especially a starting quarterback that San Francisco thought so much of at the time. They ended up making him the highest paid quarterback in history.
They gave all that money like so soon.
They obviously thought he was a franchise player. Now, they may have changed their mind about that since then. But that's how valuable they thought he was.
Right.
We're going to give him all the money.
And I think, again, he comes across as fine. And he's one of those quarterbacks that around the league, you're like, well, we could do worse, so we probably have to commit to him. You know, and like unless a guy shakes free somehow that is better, you're just kind of like, all right, he's our guy. Like the Lions for so many years with Stafford. The Dolphins even did it with Tannehill. Tannehill's now a lot better with Tennessee, but they kept him because they're like, what are we going to do? We can't really do a whole lot better, can we?
This just underscores San Francisco getting him for 5 games, kind of like taking him out for a test drive, letting him sling it, and he was great, and then signing him to that deal that averaged $27.5 million a year just underscores how difficult it is to find a good starter in the NFL, Dale, and at what premium they would put on it, which is kind of what underscores why it's important if you can actually get Cam Newton to play up to the best of his abilities and within the Patriots system, that you don't let him go, because it's just that difficult to find a good starter in the NFL.
Yeah. I think that the Patriots would be worse off if they had kept Jimmy Garoppolo, and the narrative around here is trade Tom Brady to San Francisco.
So that's so dumb. If you don't win that Super Bowl, you actually have a good argument on your hands.
But you went to another one,
and
too.
And would you feel confident if you had Jimmy Garoppolo for 10 years here in New England with Belichick? Do you think you'd win two Super Bowls?
Nope.
I really don't.
Even though I think Belichick's the greatest coach of all time.
And I also think this offense with Jimmy Garoppolo would not be very good. And that's not even a Garoppolo issue. That's a lot of different quarterbacks.
This one right now.
The current group that the Patriots have would be what? The whole argument that Fitzy had, Fourier had, I eventually was late to the party, but I joined and said, Cam Newton is going to get the most out of this offense because they don't have playmakers. And so if you put Jimmy Garoppolo here, who his strength, I guess, is passing the football. Mm-hmm. Who's he passing it to? Who's he tossing it around to? And if you take away Newton,
another amazing Garoppolo to Olszewski, like, first down.
If I told you Newton ends the year with 12 rushing touchdowns, would that surprise you? He already has 5.
Oh, it's going to be more. It's going to be more than that. It's going to have to be more than that.
And it's going to have to be more. And so Garoppolo, like, a lot of these guys,
probably be more rushing touchdowns than passing.
Oh, my God. At this
rate.
But you know what? I mean, just because we're on the topic, Cam Newton has only 2 passing touchdowns, but he has 5 rushing touchdowns. So he has 7 in 4 games, which would be a 28-touchdown pace, which I believe is basically what Brady did a year ago.
In 24.
And then, like, 2 or 3 rushing touchdowns. I think he ran in a couple. Yeah. But that's my point. It's, like, basically the same. I know it doesn't look the same. But as far as points, it is. But I just think Garoppolo or Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff or any of those guys, if you put them on the Patriots right now, they would struggle.
Let's go back to the beginning of 2016, the first game against Arizona. They win because
they were
underdogs. Yeah. That would have been the last time they were underdogs. So you go back to that game, and the first bomb that he throws to Chris Hogan, they're like, oh my God, Jimmy G's the real deal. This kid's good. Now, they only won that game because Arizona misses a late field goal, but still the team played pretty damn well. Go to the next game. That first half against Miami,
he looked
I
as
remember
good
as I've ever seen anyone who ever played quarterback for the Patriots.
He was great.
He threw 3 touchdowns in about 17 minutes. Everything was on the money. The delivery was quick.
Then what happened?
He was concise. And then you know what happened? And then Kiko Alonso comes and hits him. And here's the difference. Brady doesn't miss a game except for the atrocity of Bernard Pollard, son of a bitch, taking him out in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, he's the most durable quarterback
Goodell,
in history.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I appreciate that, yes. Dale. But that Kiko Alonso hit, Jimmy doesn't know how to fall. Brady practices falling, and he's glass, and Brady is steel. And that's the difference, is that, like you went and said earlier, Rich, Jimmy's just a little too brittle. It's not emotionally brittle. He just physically doesn't know how to fall.
No.
Obviously, is not made of the same material that Brady was. So, yeah, how could you guarantee that he was even going to be upright for half the game since?
And I can tell you from someone I spoke to who would know these things, Bill Belichick did and probably still does like Jimmy Garoppolo, but they were not happy when he showed up at the stadium and said he couldn't play that day.
Ugh.
And their third-string quarterback ultimately needed surgery right after that fourth game.
He couldn't play that day,
but
he did.
His thumb was torn.
And he did play.
He played.
And there were questions within the organization.
They didn't score
any
points.
Really?
Yeah, they were mad. I mean, and I could understand that. And so, again, you go from a guy that never misses a game to a guy that, you know, you can't really count on. That is huge. At that position? Like, that is huge. And I know Cam Newton comes and he's already missed a game, but this time with COVID, it wasn't an ankle or a shoulder or anything else. But yeah, the fact that, you know, Jimmy's played in 4 of the 6 games this season for San Francisco, Cam's played in 4 out of 5 for New England, like, the, you know, that part of it's close to a wash, maybe even advantage Cam.
We've had to shuffle the scheduling deck just a little bit because Michael Irvin's going to join us at 12:30. Normally, that is Kiefer Madness Week in Review, but nay, that's coming your way next. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, and it's time to trend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dale.
Waiver Wire Wednesday, baby.
Keith.
Usually put about 8 gentlemen inside the box.
Not a movie.
With Fitzy.
If you look at the all 22 there
on WEEI.
The beginning of madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
This is madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
Keefe, kiss my ass. How's that sound?
Oh, Keefe's a nice guy.
What now?
I got really into home brewing. I got a home brewing kit. Pretty time consuming.
Who's door, Keith?
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a douche.
This is madness.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
You're only giving a little spark of madness.
Keith, Keith, you maybe. Jackass.
Give Keith for Madness?
Avengers, something with the Ultron. I don't know what it is. Something with the Ultron.
I hope you die in a fire.
I had a bone constrictor stuck to my face.
Sam, you have a what?
Chris Bosch.
All right, here we go. It's a Friday. Time for our week in review, normally at noon 30, but Michael Irvin will join us then. So we've bumped it up here an hour, some of the best from the week. And you know what happens? Tom Brady's gone. You have a new starting quarterback. He has a bad game. And Dale, inevitably, that leads to this.
Andy, I got to agree with you wholeheartedly. I think the game is too fast for Cam right now. For me, I think they should start Stidham. I know nobody wants to hear that, but I think they should try and start Stidham.
The very next caller.
Didn't take long.
The very next caller.
Say they get blown out this week by San Francisco, which I really don't think they're beating San Francisco. Say if they go 2-5. At what point do you make that change and say, hey, Cam's probably not our guy for the next 3 years?
Haven't we seen Stidham? Haven't we seen Jared Stidham?
New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
I guess. Is that Diana Rossini calling in?
My God.
That didn't take very long now, did it?
The New England Patriots love
Brian Hoyer.
By the way,
what the hell is wrong with Pats?
By the way, if he plays poorly and they lose Sunday, you'll get a lot more of those next Monday.
I know. Good. I know you will. I know that you will. We had the chance to talk with Doc Emrick earlier this week. He announced his retirement from calling NHL games, and he told us a great Winter Classic story here in Boston.
There was another one at Fenway Park. The day of the Winter Classic, they had come from behind and beat their friends from Philadelphia. As I was leaving out the right field exit of Fenway Park, I stopped by the bleacher washroom, and inside was not only a curmudgeon-y Bruins fan, but two or three Flyers fans. As they were about to leave and go back out into the ramp and runway, he said as they were parting, "Thanks for coming, Philly. Thanks for coming."
And thank you, Doc. We now have that cut that will live on forever.
Thanks for coming, Philly.
Oh, to think that the Giants almost said that last night, too.
They did. They almost did.
I got a nice text from Doc. He said he enjoyed talking with everybody and enjoyed his visit.
It was great.
What a treat.
Speaking of guests, Keyshawn Johnson joins us every Tuesday. And I was asking him how, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo obviously played for Bill Belichick, you know, more as a backup, but still a couple of games, has a relationship with Bill Belichick and now is going against him. Same thing happened once for Keyshawn Johnson, who played for Bill Parcells, then went and played for John Gruden, had one game against Parcells, when he was with Tampa and Parcells was with Dallas before he was reunited the very next year in Dallas. And he told us a pretty funny story.
It was fun. I pissed Gruden off. He didn't like the fact that I praised Coach Parcells in the media leading up to that week. Reporter asked me, you know, who's the best coach I ever played for? And, you know, me and Keyshawn Fashion, I said Bill Parcells, and I didn't even win a Super Bowl with him.
How good is that?
Wow.
Who's the best coach you ever played for? He just won the Super Bowl the year before with John Gruden.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, Parcells.
There you go.
Parcells is. But, you know, he's probably not.
Remember when Bill might still be true.
Remember when he came out of retirement to draft a tackle ahead of Matt Ryan?
How'd that work out for him?
John's a little stamp on his
career.
John
loves Matt Ryan. Speaking of John's career, we unveiled a brand new segment on Wednesday. No, on Wednesday.
Yes, it's your part of it. Yes.
Waiver Wire Wednesday.
WWW.
People are very excited about it.
Good time.
I recommended a certain running back from the football team to which John decided to, I don't know, work some of his
spice
shtick
up the
here.
Segment.
You're going to call that spicing up the segment.
From his tight five, from his open mic set.
This is definitely from his open mic set. But McKissick last week had 6 catches. He had 8 carries. So he's factoring a little bit more into the game. And that one also could be high scoring.
McKissick?
So.
I hardly even knew her.
Why does John...
Can I just cornhobble him now?
Why is he the way that he is? I hate
50,
so much.
Get back up on the chair.
Everything.
Come on, 50. You got to climb back 50. Up
that
there.
That is about you.
Oh, my God.
We try to do something fun.
He has his feet up on
and the
desk.
And smile
now.
On his face, too. He's so...
And he kneecaps us.
Oh, my God.
No, it's so bad, too, because he has his own drops that he plays for his own... I'm going to put jokes and quotes. Horrible.
The video of that.
And he's so pleased with himself.
That's the best part. The video of that, which featured two takeaways. A...
Fitzy
John sitting back
out of
smiling,
his
and me,
yes,
I literally fell out of my chair. My stomach hurt so bad from laughing because it was, that's the whole thing, John. When something is so unfunny, it becomes funny.
Right.
That's the
definition. That's what I was going for.
That's John's sweet spot.
Now, see,
I mean, you just
John,
you know,
owns the
you
it's
are
so
the,
bad.
My jokes, there's always two sounds for my jokes. Yeah. One, the sound of silence. Two, the sound of Fitzy hitting the floor.
That's it.
That was the Cody Bellinger 2-run home run of absolutely horrible jokes that made me laugh.
For those of you who now watch us on Twitch, and welcome, we're happy to have you.
Hello.
We have a little different setup now where I get to see the boys.
That's right.
And they get to see me, which may or may not be a good thing. Yeah. But I'm watching as Fitzy literally fell out of his chair onto the floor.
Fell right out of the chair. Now, I thought...
He texted me a minute before he hit me on the mic, and he's like, I'm going to do this McKissick joke.
Oh, he told you promptly.
Yeah, actually, here's an update. He told me.
You gave him the green light on the McKissick joke?
Because I knew it was going to be so bad. But the fact that I still heard it and fell out of my chair laughing.
It's telling. It's telling. Now, I thought,
I was trying to give the joke to him, actually, to make. And then he was like, say it.
Give to him.
He turned it down, shockingly. Now, I assumed that would have been the worst part of the brand new Waiver Wire Wednesday. I was wrong. Turns out some of the advice... on Waiver Wire Wednesday was even worse.
If you're super desperate and you're one of those like, hey, it can't get worse and I'm that desperate, you know, maybe you go grab Devin Asiasi, who's owned in 0% of leagues. So there, I'm pretty sure he's available.
Did you say just, Devin Asiasi?
Why not?
You just nominated a
why would
New
you
England
take him?
Tight end.
Why would you take him?
If you're desperate, what do
no!
you...
No!
Why not?
No!
He's not even going to get
not?
The pass.
No!
Yes!
That is
was
no!
The need.
No! 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 No!
There's not a tight end worse
do
in
not
the league.
Listen to Fitzy.
All right, hold on.
There's
I'm going to tell you right now. God. John, stop record it. This. Put it right up your McKissick, all
if
right?
If you happen to be in a 40-team league, pick up
if
Devin
Asiasi. If it's a 7 tight end format. Hey,
John's McKissick
I'm going on the record.
Was better than your Asiasi suggestion.
I said if you want to live dangerously,
this is
over under fantasy points on Sunday
what
for Asiasi, 5.5, or I'm buying everybody McDonald's Monday.
So Monday I got a free lunch. Is what that sounds like.
Hey, listen. Who
five and a half.
Who
points?
Among us has never wanted
way,
Fitzy, to juggle chainsaws on fire, huh?
Fitzy, I'm gonna drive in for takeout just for that day.
Yeah, Dale, they have an app.
Have a bag ready.
We do curbside on this.
They have, an app. Nice. I'll have it delivered straight
contact
to your house.
Free pickup.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. Fitzy wasn't done there. He also had some interesting advice.
Hey. Everybody loves a good streaming D. I said it. Enjoy that, John. Here we go. Ready? Tomorrow night.
You're a child.
Yes, I know.
Fitzy,
the Eagles defense. Have I ever admitted to being much more?
No.
The Eagles defense tomorrow night.
Thanks for coming, Philly.
Johnny!
John wins.
Johnny, you
all
redeemed
right.
it.
Totally redeemed
okay,
himself.
The Eagles
go
defense
to
tomorrow night, they
we're
are
done.
Playing
nope,
the New York
done.
Giants.
We're done. We're not going to top that.
What?
You
stop.
Got it, Philly. Fitzy wanted more info. We're all set. We're going to try to leave on a high note.
You know what? The worst part was, actually, I was right on the Boston Scott waiver wire pickup.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Philadelphia defense stunk.
Yeah, no
they didn't
good.
Do anything. Nothing.
No. Daniel Jones had to tackle himself at one point. Philly couldn't even do it.
But he did tackle himself.
But he did.
I'll tell you, an important part of our program is the trending. You don't want to tune out of these trendings.
No.
You never know what you're going to get during the trend. It's once an hour, and you never know who's going to jump in with some breaking news. Well, the Patriots are back at practice, and they may have some reinforcements. Let's go to the Patriots practice desk with our own Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
Tweeted out right now by my buddy Mike Dussault from Patriots.com. Big day for returns as David Andrews, Shaq Mason, Byron Coward, Derek Rivers, Josh Uche, and yes, Bo Allen are all currently at Patriots practice.
We actually have an update on this, believe it or not. It's the Dodgers pitchers pronunciation desk with our own Krishan. Chris.
The correct pronunciation of the last name is actually Gonsolin.
No, it
Gonsolin.
Wasn't. How confident are you,
four
Rich?
There's no way that's right.
Wait, is it? Are you serious?
Who was that?
Zach Sinichin signed to a one-year contract.
That's an active sedition.
I was going to get the Bruins signing desk with their own Dale Arnold.
Well,
Dale?
Just trying to work it in
wait,
for you
no,
there.
Honestly, Dale, who?
Zach Sinichin.
He's a first-round pick, Fitzy.
He played four games with the Major League club this year.
He sucks. First-round pick, though.
Yep.
There you go. You never know. That's a lot of breaking news all in one little
segment.
By
the way, I watched the World Series game.
Yeah.
Shime had the pronunciation wrong.
Of course he did.
I did, which we did predict, by the way.
But you know what, Dale?
And he ruined the game for me. I mean,
he pitched one inning.
He pitches to four batters.
Yeah.
He gives up one run. You got to go.
Thanks. Well, he was on 2 days rest.
Shime may not know pronunciations, but he does know music.
I am no Superman.
Wow.
Nope. You're not.
I have no answers for Cam.
Not bad.
Wow.
I am no hero, that's for sure.
Cannot coach
but
with.
But I do know one thing.
What's that, Shime?
It's where you are. It's where I belong.
They said lovemaking went up 200% that night.
Whoa.
In and around Boston.
Nine months. Well, I was going to say, there it is, Dale.
The baby
spike.
I would look
Watch
for it.
Out.
I would look for it. Big news this week, too, as dorks everywhere were absolutely lambasted by one Matthew McConaughey on Pardon My Take.
Here's what's cool. Being yourself and being cool with yourself and just not trying to be everything to everybody or trying, you know, I got no problem with nerds. I just don't like dorks. A dork tries to be everything to everybody. You can't really trust them.
Uh-huh.
I know some nerds that are real cool. I know some very cool nerds, but I'm not a fan of dork. Give me an ass. Before you give me a dork. At least I know where the ass stand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hated it so much that I had to respond yesterday. This is unbelievable. This is so unnecessary, unprovoked, and it's ill-informed. He's not right. He doesn't have the correct definition of a dork. So a dork, if nothing else, a dork is someone, myself, hashtag dork podcast, who is comfortable in their own skin. Dale once asked a while ago, what is like a guilty pleasure show? Doesn't exist for me. I would never hide the music that I listen to, the shows that I watch, the video games that I play. Yes, I'm a grown man playing video games. I wear a backwards hat most days. Dorks are more comfortable in their own skin than anybody else. The distinction is, we also know that we're not super smart. If you're smart, you're a nerd. Now, sure, there's some overlaps. You can be a nerd and a dork. Dorks have passion. I'm very passionate about, like, Star Wars or about, you know, Overwatch or
the Avengers.
Like the Avengers. I'm very passionate about that. I'm also not going to force it upon you. If you don't like the Avengers, I'm not going to be mad at you about it. But I'm also not going to hide the fact. Fitzy, what do you think?
Good for you for defending your
kind. Thank you. But am I wrong?
You can be both.
Yeah.
See, dorks and nerds are completely different. To not celebrate the wide world of dorkdom, which if Matthew McConaughey had actually ever been in some sort of like dorktastic franchise film,
he
would be
liked
loving
that.
At the altar and heels of. So sorry that Sahara sucked, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Hmm.
But hey.
I feel like he was actually thinking of like poser. Like the way he was describing it was like, or like a one-upper. That's kind of what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about a dork.
Does he not know what a dork is?
I don't think he does. No, that's my takeaway
on
the whole thing.
Well, he had his own definition of dork.
Yeah,
and I guess.
And
so maybe, you know what it is, Rich? I think maybe he thinks dorks are nerds. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He thinks that dork is a nerd.
He got it wrong.
So what is he? So he thinks that, are they dweebs or spazzes?
Geeks.
geeks. That's it.
I added geeks into the conversation about this.
I think
this
that's what maybe is where
calls you a dork.
That's his problem.
A spazzer, a dweeb, stand up and be tall. Don't be meek.
Correct.
I have a 6'4" geek.
What?
Who's also a nerd.
Jeez, Dale!
Yes.
That, wow.
He's a professor at the University
of
Richmond.
I barely missed steering the car into a Jersey barrier on that one.
Just saying.
That's your week in review.
I thought Dale just guessed my height.
No, nope. Right,
John.
No, that's not my actual height. I wasn't making a joke.
Nobody cares how tall you are.
I thought Dale was telling us he was packing a Stidham.
I gotta go.
617-779-7937
like to go home now.
Is the telephone number. Can't go home yet, because when we come back, we've got a special edition of Boom Roasted coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio WEEI.
But I'm not a fan of dork. Give me an ass before you give me a dork. At least I know where the ass stand.
Everybody loves a good streaming D.
Thanks for coming, Philly.
It's Dale.
I am a sheep like everybody else.
Keith.
This guy's an absolute loser.
Fitzy.
D's underscore nuts
on WEEI.
Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Turf monster wins.
Oh, man. And what's so funny about that is you could see it coming for about 10 yards. He got out over his skis a little bit. That should have been a walk-in 80-plus yard touchdown.
It actually was the perfect description, as Daniel Jones gave us one of the highlights of the football season. Unfortunately, based on the TV ratings, more people were watching the debate than were watching Daniel Jones have his issues.
But don't worry, it made its rounds on Twitter.
Oh,
people saw it.
It's been everywhere.
People saw it. And that's the NFC East in a play.
Yes.
Isn't it? Like, that's kind of, how do you describe the division? This. The Eagles' defense is just nowhere to be found, and yet Daniel Jones is like, I'll tackle myself here at the 10. Like, that's it.
Well, it gives us an opportunity for a special mini edition of Boom Roasted. This is the way the Twitter world responded to Daniel Jones last night. At RotoWorld underscore FB, I assume that means football, not fullback. Giants, Daniel Jones, literally fall to 1-6.
Boom. Roasted.
This one's from at Scooter Magruder.
Nice.
Manti Te'o's girlfriend tackled Daniel Jones.
Boom. Roasted.
It's like a 7 or 8 year old joke, still good.
Yeah.
The Manti Te'o doesn't get brought up enough.
That's like Fisher Price, my first joke.
We should do, yeah, but we should still do like every week, like a Manti Te'o girlfriend update.
Like a segment.
Yes. A whole segment on Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Until someone tells us to not do it anymore, we should keep doing it anymore.
Didn't somebody just work him out recently?
Manti Te'o?
Yeah. Yes. Like Bears practice squad.
Yeah. He ended up being like, okay.
He was on New Orleans most recently, correct?
Yep.
Or was he? this guy, yeah, he's on ESPN, former Pittsburgh Steelers safety Ryan Clark at RealClark25. Opens with 23 cry laughing emojis. I just can't. Daniel Jones is now the best rusher and tackler on his own team. This whole division is doomed, y'all.
Boom, roasted.
Hard to argue with that. Mm-hmm. At JordanDale9. The great debate tonight is not what happened between candidates, but whether the Daniel Jones 80-yard run and trip is a highlight or a lowlight.
Boom, roasted.
This one's
actually a good question.
At FBG Chase, longest QB runs of the last 25 years. Terrell Pryor, 93 yards, touchdown. Colin Kaepernick, 90 yards, touchdown. Marcus Mariota, 87 yards, touchdown. Cordell Stewart, 80 yards, touchdown. Daniel Jones, 80 yards, invisible assassin.
Boom. Roasted.
There were so many I couldn't include in here that were mashups of him running, and then it was either like Clint Eastwood in like for a few dollars more, or like American Sniper and just someone shooting.
Bradley
and then
Cooper.
Daniel Jones, yeah. Bradley Cooper. Right. Gold, I tell you. At JZO Sports, Daniel Jones is the first person in NFL history to get tackled by a ghost.
Boom, roasted.
And we know that could happen. Could
especially in the middle. See, I mean, they're there. Darnold told us.
And does a sexual experience with a ghost end in orgasm?
If you're lucky.
Let's hope.
Hey!
If you're 6'4", Dale, where it counts.
At Judge Mathis tweeted out, Eli Manning walked. so Daniel Jones could tumble.
Boom, roasted.
Michael Strahan, I have always heard at Daniel underscore Jones 10 is a very unselfish player. He fell on purpose to let Gallman get the touchdown. Two cry laughing emojis.
Boom, roasted.
All right, let's move into the produced section of things. These are some audio roasts. This one came from at Bubba Prague. He said, please enjoy the extraordinary Fox Deportes call of the Daniel Jones run.
La verdad que un gran juego. Va por tierra otra vez, pero el engaño es con Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones se quiere ir. Se puede ir. Y se fue. No. El balón se cayó. Se tropezó. Vio la zona festiva y estaba celebrando.
Boom. Roasted.
I can only imagine what he said was, I've never seen that, and I will never see
the
it again.
The only thing
Dale.
Missing was get in my belly, which was in that other.
Get in my belly.
At Bubba Prague again has the Giants radio call from last night.
Handoff. Nope, Jones is going to keep it. Jones is going to run it. Jones across midfield. It's a foot race. Can he go all the way? Daniel Jones to the 20, and he stumbles, and he falls down at the 10.
The turf monster got him. Stumbling, rumbling, bumbling, and he falls down.
He was on his way. Oh, man, Carl.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Okay. What?
Nice. He worked That's in Carl a Weebles wobble.
Carl, what?
Weebles wobble, but they
oh,
don't.
Oh, man, Carl.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
That was a toy that my kids had when they were young, and they were little, the ad line was, Weebles wobble, but they won't fall down.
Let me ask you this. How is that relevant?
I don't know.
Daniel Jones did fall down.
It's not.
Are you saying he's a Weeble wobble?
Well,
he wouldn't be because he fell down.
Weebles wouldn't fall down.
But would they go 80 yards? It's very confusing, Carl. I'm having a hard time
with that. There is just no explaining why he fell. He did, and it was gold.
Let's go to at Kanoa underscore D. Joe Buck. Will he go all the way? Daniel Jones at the 25-yard line.
No. No, I don't think I will.
The best Never was, not funny.
I was looking for that, hoping somebody actually tweeted it out, and there it was.
They did. Boom roasted. Love it.
That is all of our accumulation of, well, what we accumulated. Trust me,
there's
hundreds more.
Yeah.
There's more. We just have to pay the bills, Dale.
We do. Bottom of the hour, Michael Irvin, the playmaker, will join us. We'll take a look at the Patriots' offensive woes when we come back. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.